Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Bookwormies. I am your host, Aaron Helton, here to take you down the wonderful world of nonfiction books. Today, I've got a fun little short read for you. It's called Leading Through Listening. It is actually created by a coworker of mine, MJ Clark. So MJ's made a couple different books, and it's usually on communication specifically, or on quiet leadership, so to speak. This one's subtitle is How Professional Communicators Can Turn Insecurity into Quiet, Confident Leadership. So I like this book. As I mentioned, it's a quick read, and I really like those smaller books because the fun part of them is I like to read my books slow, as all of you by this point should hopefully know. I like to read one or two chapters at a time and just kind of sit with the information and kind of just dive into, okay, this is interesting. Can I apply it somewhere? Kind of become hands-on. And so this book comes out at about 125 pages and three different sections and 16 total chapters. So over 120 or so, it's about 20 pages a chapter, roughly, maybe a little less than that. And it covers different topics that I love out of my job and, of course, MJ's job as well. And so it's fun to talk a little bit about a book that's written by somebody I know because I really can endorse the practice of the material. So the themes of this book, it's split into kind of three sections. First is focused on the self, kind of, okay, what is my communication style? What is my authenticity? What is my vulnerability? What does this look like? You know, one of the chapters, for instance, chapter 3 is starting with trust. Chapter 4 is controlling your thoughts. And chapter 5 is caring for yourself. And these are all steps to becoming a better communicator and a better leader through taking care of yourself and modeling behaviors. Of course, section 2 is on communication and conflict. So we look at some different ideas, such as in conflict, one thing that comes up is accountability. How do I hold people accountable? And a big part of that, of course, comes from modeling accountability and creating, kind of holding others accountable of, hey, here's the standard that we're holding here. Another is like personality clashes. And so how do you talk about, okay, obviously these are different things that we need or different ways that we interact in the world. Here's my way. But, you know, usually when things get heated in conflict, you're not listening to each other. And so what are some ways that you can de-escalate conflict? Well, this book talks about it in a wonderful, succinct way. Finally, section 3, we talk about passion and planning, which is, okay, you've got an idea of your authenticity and your vulnerability, your level of trust, thoughts, and how you care for yourself. And then section 2, you already know now a bit about communication and conflict. So we've talked about assertive communication and then de-escalating conflict. But now in section 3, we talk about, well, how do you start to challenge yourself, grow from mistakes? How do you start taking action and living with passion? And then finally, the final chapter is leading from the inside out. So as mentioned, I love this book because it's quick, it's simple. I love direct books that say, hey, here's a situation, here's a way that you can start to work through it. I also love in MJ's book, she has three of them at this point. One of the things I like about Leading Through Listening specifically is the key points at the end of each of these chapters. What generally happens, I feel, is I read a really helpful, wonderful self-help book or a book on management. And you all know at this point, I dog-ear my pages. I write notes inside the margins. You definitely know that I have read the book by the time I get through it. And what happens is I love to go back and look at all the little snippets or different sentences that really just resonated with me. But it's really helpful in a book when the key points are summarized at the end of each chapter, because it's very simple. You dog ear that page, you can go back through them. Okay, instead of digging through, you know, I see a sentence that really resonated with me, but oh, wait, what was the context around this again? So I can go back a page or look back and forth. So sometimes I can get lost rereading books or skimming through books that I've read already. And so I really appreciate in this book having those key points at the end of each of them. As far as critiques or anything like that, like I really enjoy quick and direct, straightforward different books where I can kind of just go in, get an idea, and I can take something from this and play around with it. I believe that this book itself has specific tools that you can use, and they're kind of listed. I personally love at the end of chapters, especially in self-help books, when they have like homework sections of like, hey, why don't you try this out? Because I say, okay, I will try that specific activity out. So that could be something that could have been added to this. However, I think that may also have had the potential to take away from the succinctness and the straightforwardness of the book. Rather than directing you to like try something, there are enough resources in it that you can pull something and start to try it. So I don't think it is necessary, even though that is an interest that I have when I read books. Again, personal opinion, right? It doesn't need to be interjected into this book. That said, I hope you'll give it a try. I love all the different concepts in this book. A lot of it, like I mentioned, conflict, authenticity, passion, different aspects to become a better leader. Some of MJ's other books have to do with if you're a blunt or straightforward person, or if you bulldoze people with your communication style, how to kind of take a step back and listen more. And then also to find the and discern the right moments to step in with your strength of assertive assertion. So definitely check out those books, MJ Clark, and then check out this one, Leading Through Listening. I think it's a fairly newer book, actually. Yeah, that's one thing I usually do that I did not. I believe it came out this year, if I'm correct. I believe that MJ redid it. I don't think it's a reprint or a remake of anything, no. It is a 2024, so please go check it out. Grab it on Amazon, and maybe not Amazon, but anywhere that you would like to. Find it online. Try it out. Quick read, 125 pages. And as per the usual, thank you for hearing a little bit about my thoughts on this book. I'll be back with more. As per the usual, thank you so much for stopping by Bookwormies, and I will see you next time. Bye.
Into this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Alja Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Alja Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.